A violent attack put Acton on the path to smoking dacha and sparked his political adventure. About 13 years ago, robbers stormed the family store on their farm.
They came in shooting and they shot my brother twice, and he went down behind the counter with stomach wounds. And then my father ran out of a storeroom on the side and got shot once through the heart and died.
Acton's mother sold the land that he'd been set to inherit. He wandered South Africa working on farms, poor and homeless. The experience caused Acton to have an affinity with impoverished, landless people and to start smoking cannabis to cope with depression.
People might say, well, that's not the way to face your decisions, but I always found that it gave me kind of an inner voice which I could hear more clearly, my conscience, as perhaps you could call it. And by listening to that inner voice, I gained the impression that in order to legalize cannabis, you have to politicize it and make it an issue in the face of the oppressor.
Acton registered the Dacha Party in 2011 to fight for the rights of Dacha users, especially those currently in jail for possession of the illegal substance.
Innocent people who are just medicating with a health-giving and life-giving plant.
The government, however, brands cannabis a social evil that harms users' physical and mental health. But Acton points to international medical experts who agree that dacha eases the symptoms of many diseases,
such as arthritis and immune problems, diabetes, high blood pressure. The list is endless. This plant confers a longer life, and if you have an illness, it enables you to live more effectively while you manage that illness.
Acton says cannabis legalization would boost South Africa's economy. He explains that dacha could replace a lot of expensive medicines.
If one has flu, it's the first thing you should use instead of buying all the pharmaceutical chemicals that you can obtain over the counter.
He adds that ethanol and biodiesel refined from hemp could end the world's thirst for expensive petrol.
In actual fact, it was always cheaper to produce fuel, liquid fuel for vehicles, from hemp or cannabis.
He refers to pioneer automobile maker Henry Ford, who ran a car on hemp ethanol in the 1920s and called it the fuel of the future. But Acton says global oil, petrol and pharmaceutical companies with power over governments because of their immense wealth have suppressed the value of hemp to protect their massive profits.
So here we are, after all these years, buying fossil carbon from this elite sector. We are prevented from developing the alternative, which is clean, carbon-neutral fuel from cannabis or hemp.
He wants South Africa to cultivate hemp on a large scale to produce fuel from it to end the country's dependence on overpriced petrol.
And then this centralized control of energy, literally the fossil carbon industry, it could be completely overthrown by legalization of cannabis.
Acton insists that support for the Dacha Party is growing.
The youth of South Africa are fully turned onto cannabis, and we see them as our future voters for their own future.
He says his movement is now backed by unexpected groups.
And the Afrikaners, even the white conservative Afrikaners, I've met so many of them who swear by their Dacha.
Acton hopes the Dacha Party will get enough votes in the 2014 polls to win a seat in Parliament. From there, he says, his cannabis crusade would gain a momentum that would eventually be unstoppable. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.